Hi, welcome to the Frihof Institute of Progressive Halakha. I'm Rabbi Mark Wyshovsky with the 12-minute shiur number 10, Substitutes for Wine in the Four Cups. As always, you can download the source sheet at our website, frihofinstitute.org/learning. Just scroll down to the 12-minute shiur. It's a mitzvah midrabbanan, an ordinance of the ancient rabbis, to drink four cups of wine at the Seder on the night of Pesach. There is a lot to say about this mitzvah, but for now we're going to focus upon one question. Must those four cups contain wine? It's an important question, obviously, for people who can't tolerate wine or simply hate its taste. It's even a more important question for those like diabetics and alcoholics who, for serious medical and health reasons, must avoid this substance that the rest of us call the symbol of our joy. Does the halakha permit substitutes for wine in the four cups? Now, at first glance, the answer appears to be no. Consider the following passage from the Shulchan Aruch, lines 3 through 6, on the source sheet. Mi she'eino shote yayin mipnei she'maziko o sono, tzarich lidchok atzmo v'lishtot l'kayem mitzvat arba kosot. One who doesn't drink wine because it causes him discomfort. Now, the Hebrew word maziko suggests harm. As we'll see, discomfort is a better translation. Or because he dislikes it, must force himself to drink it, the wine, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of the four cups. Now, this requirement to drink wine, even if you can't stand the stuff, is not found explicitly in the Talmud. It dates back to a teshuvah of Rabbi Shlomo ben Adere to the Rashba of Barcelona in the 13th century. He learns this rule, apparently, from passages like this one, from Bavli Nidarim on lines 9 through 12, where the Tana Rabbi Yehuda is quoted as follows, I never drink wine except for Kiddush and Havdalah and for the four cups at Pesach. And for that, I have to bandage my head from Pesach until Shavuot. Clearly, there's a powerful emphasis upon drinking wine to fulfill these ritual requirements. What's more is that the halakha seems stricter about the four cups than about these other mitzvot. As we read in the Mishnah Berurah, lines 15 through 18, Ma she'en kein b'shabbatot v'yamim tovim, yachol lishmo kiddush me'acher v'yotze b'zeh. On Shabbat and Yom Tov, one may fulfill the mitzvah by hearing the kiddush recited by another person. Aval hacha, chal chiyuv hashtiyah al kol adam. But here, regarding Pesach, each person is obligated to drink the four cups. So while you can get away without actually drinking wine for kiddush, just say amen to somebody else's blessing, you can't escape it for the four cups. Now, let's avoid extreme conclusions here. There are limits to the chiyuv, or obligation, to drink four cups of wine. The Mishnah Berurah explains the limits of that term maziko, which we translated as discomfort, in the Shulchan Aruch as follows, and you'll find that on lines 21 through 25. The discomfort here means that drinking wine is unpleasant for the individual. Perhaps it gives him or her a headache. But this rule does not require that one drink wine if it makes one take to one's bed. Now, interesting here is that the Mishnah Berurah does not derive this limitation from a text. He bases it upon a svara, a logical inference of his own, as he explains in a footnote, that to force oneself to drink wine, even if it makes one sick, keeps one from fulfilling the requirement that we celebrate this mitzvah derech chirut, in the manner of freedom. Freedom here suggests a sense of dignity, of class, of status, an independence born of self-control. And we can't observe the mitzvot proudly and with dignity if in doing so we are driven to our sickbed. So, we have grounds to exempt ourselves from the mitzvah of the four cups if drinking wine would cause us serious health and medical complications. Fine, but maybe we don't want to be patur or exempt from the mitzvah. What if we want to participate fully in this celebration of our redemption from Egypt? Well, there's always grape juice. You can drink that. Grape juice is almost wine, and it takes the same blessing as wine, borei pri hagafen. But grape juice is still a problem for diabetics, as well as for alcoholics for whom it may be too close to wine for them to drink safely. Are other beverages permitted for the four cups? Well, this brings us to the subject of Hamar Medina, a term that means local wine. It's used in the Talmud and the Halakha to refer to a beverage other than grape wine that enjoys a high status or chashivut, something we might translate as class or dignity, that's served to honored guests when we have no wine, or when the wine we do have is not very good. There's a machloket over whether we are permitted to use Hamar Medina for Kiddush on Shabbat and Yom Tov. That machloket is summarized in the Shulchan Aruch, in the passage on lines 28 through 40. The compromise position put forth by Rabbi Asher ben Yechiel, or the Rosh, is that we use grape wine for the Shabbat and Yom Tov evening meal, when we really sanctify the day b'chnisato, when it comes in, and then make Kiddush at lunch the next day over Hamar Medina, usually whiskey, schnapps, brandy, etc. Well, this, of course, is the custom followed today in many traditional synagogues. And with respect to our question, Rabbi Moshe Isserles makes it clear, you know, lines 45 through 49, that Hamar Medina is acceptable as well for the four cups. So, all well and good, right? Not so fast, because up to this point, the only beverages mentioned as qualifying for the designation Hamar Medina are intoxicants. Where does that requirement come from? Well, it seems to date back to the 17th century in a teshuva of Rabbi Yaakov Hagiz of North Africa and Eretz Yisrael. He ruled that local wine, Hamar Medina, has to be like wine itself and therefore be an intoxicant in order to count as a sufficiently important beverage. Take a look at lines 52 through 54. Masha nishal mikadshin alav lo mechochma. De'ein likadesh ela al hamal medina de marve umishaker dumia de yayin. You ask, he says to the shoel, if it is permissible to recite kiddush over coffee. An interesting historical detail. We're beginning to ask about the status of coffee, ritually speaking, in the 17th century. But he says this isn't a question at all, because Hamar Medina is permissible for Kiddush only when it resembles wine, in that it intoxicates and brings delight. In our own day, we find that Rabbi Ovadia Yosef and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein make a similar point. The nature of wine is that it is misameach, capable of causing joy and delight. In their view, this capacity to be misameach means that to be called wine, a beverage must be an intoxicant. On the other hand, Rabbi Eliezer Yehuda Waldenberg rejects the position of Rabbi Yaakov Hagiz, and you can find that on lines 66 through 69. Ein ze b'mashma'ut klal mipashtut divrei ha-gemara v'ha-shulchan aruch, de'itad sherak mayim mutsa miklal hamal medina. This conclusion of Rabbi Yaakov Hagiz in his responsa halachot ketanot contradicts the literal sense of the Talmud and the Shulchan Aruch, which exclude only water from the list of beverages that qualify as hamar medina. Now, we see that Waldenberg relies here upon a technicality. The Talmud and the Poskim, when they discuss Hamar Medina, never explicitly require that a beverage be an intoxicant in order to qualify as a substitute for wine. We would go further. We would say that the sources never explicitly say that a beverage must be alcoholic to be misameach. That is, we would disagree with Rabbis Yosef and Feinstein, as well as Rabbi Yosef Hagiz, and say that the quality of simcha applies to non-alcoholic beverages as well. To say otherwise, to deny that a non-alcoholic beverage can serve as Hamar Medina, is to take an unnecessarily narrow view of what constitutes status, joy, and social life. And it unnecessarily discriminates against and even excludes any number of Jews from equal participation in this joyous mitzvah. So we conclude that those who for any reason cannot tolerate wine may use a substitute beverage. How about coffee or tea or natural fruit juice? Anything aside from water that we serve to our honored guests for the four cups at the Seder. If you do that, just be sure to say the blessing Shehakol Nehiyeh Bidvaro over the substitute beverage in place of Borei Pri Hagafen, which works, of course, only for wine and grape juice. If you have questions or want to pursue this topic in more detail, we have a sheet up at on our learning page called Substitutes for Wine at the for the Four Cups at our website, or you can email us at freehoffinfo, that's one word, freehoffinfo@gmail.com. This has been the 12-minute shiur number 10 from the Freehoff Institute of Progressive Halakha. Lehitraot.